Today, April 26th, 2018, from Lansing, Theme Central will be discussing the book Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe by Fanny Flagg. I was really drawn to how the character Evelyn, an older woman suffering from severe depression, was able to find comfort through reflecting on the stories of an old cafe. The community at the cafe was so strong that Evelyn felt like she could sense it, even 30 years after the business's closure. She was inspired by Iggy's confidence, Ruth's sweet charm, and their ability to bring KKK members, African-American cooks, and more into the same group of love. Today, we will be discussing how the Whistle Stop Cafe's ability to create community compares to abilities today. We've brought in two specialists to talk to us. Grace Townley is here to talk about community through food and its appearance in today's fast food society, and Bangjing Liu, here to discuss its impact in trying to feed the homeless and fight world hunger. Grace, can you tell us how community through food exists in today's society, especially related to fast food?
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for inviting me. The cafe was open from 1929 to 1954. During this time, it represented one of the many small-town cafes in America that nurtured strong bonds. However, around the 1950s, trains began to shut down. More people started owning fast cars, and society became rushed. Women started regularly holding jobs and had less time to cook sit-down meals. With this, the fast food business began to boom, and local places, like the Whistle Stop Cafe, which were also suffering as people moved to urban cities, could no longer survive. On page 298, the book states, where the Whistle Stop Cafe was, they put a Big Mac. While some sit-down restaurants still exist, they cannot compete against the wealth gained by huge chains like McDonald's or Burger King. The atmosphere in these fast food restaurants is very different from what it was in cafes like Whistle Stop. People are always in a hurry. They sprint up to the counter, complain about the 5 minutes it takes to get their food, and then rush out, sometimes stopping for 2 minutes to devour their sandwich. No one ever sits down with each other to create new friends or feels anything close to a community. Instead of helping communities thrive, these fast food restaurants are hurting town relationships by taking away an aspect of American life that used to create such happiness. Dot Weems, a resident of Whistle Stop, said, "Now that I look back, it seems to me that after the cafe closed, the heart of the town just stopped beating." 384. People do not look up to the workers at fast food chains. McDonald's workers are teased and stereotyped in American society. Contrary, Iggy and Ruth were the most adored humans there were at Whistle Stop. They were mentioned in almost every publication of the Weems Weekly, the town newsletter. While the Whistle Stop Cafe's kitchen was an artistic venue where Sibzi and Alonzo blended local ingredients to create homemade masterpieces, fast food chains use factories to mass-produce cheap food as quickly as possible. In small towns, the flavor served at each cafe was associated with the memories of the community it created. 32 years after the closure of Whistle Stop, Mrs. Threadgood responds, like a child at Christmas, to the sight of buttermilk biscuits. However, in fast food chains, flavor is identical in every store, making it possible for you to get the same McDonald's Big Mac on 6 different continents. Food memories, which are vital to creating communities, are no longer associated with a specific place. Fast food chains are also hurting communities' economies by buying up farmland so that local food cannot be bought and sold in hometowns. In addition, the real consumers do not develop bonds from knowing the people that grew their food. You can learn more about this on Time's summary of Fast Food Nation. To answer your question in one sentence, I'd say, in today's society, community through food exists in a dire state, and America's ability to produce it is becoming rare.
Is there still hope?
Yes. Recently, I read an article by Share America that stated the Slow Food USA movement is spreading across the country. It is working to return America to its original style of sit-down meals created from local ingredients. It has successfully brought more farmers markets into cities.
We will be posting more about this movement on our website later, or you can go to slowfoodusa.org if you want to know how to get involved. Next, we'll have Bang Jing Liu talk about the different communities that are working to feed the homeless and fight world hunger.
Hi, everyone. I am honored and thankful to be part of this podcast. Whistle Stop Cafe wouldn't be the way it was if it wasn't run by Iggy and Roof. The two fed every homeless person that came to their door, creating a reputation so that the name of the cafe was written on the walls of hundreds of postcards from Seattle to Florida, 28. They even accepted homeless people as one of their own, with Iggy telling the poor, "I want you to go back over to the yard and tell your friends. Anytime they want anything, just come on around to the kitchen door, 51. Knowing that there are still homeless people today who struggle to get food on their plates, it's fortunate that there are still people like Iggy and Roof out to help them. For example, a Fox News story talked about the Salvation Army in the U.S. Recently, they opened a nonprofit grocery store called DMG for people that can't afford to get the quality food they need. The stores are named after their motto, "Do More Good," and they plan to open more in other areas where quality food is not accessible. For the international community, there are a bunch of new ideas and companies to help fight world hunger. For instance, a recent article was published about the company Insect, whose long-term plan is to get more and better food out in the world. They are developing a new animal feed powder, which will make the earth healthier for the future population. It's not only the international front that can make a difference. Something simple like donating to a food bank can change someone's life. Or in the special story from WTOP, 50,000 people's lives. 7 tons of deer meat was donated to D.C.-located food banks from national parks in Maryland and D.C. That will be turned into over 50,000 meals for the people going to those food banks. Obviously, you don't need to donate 7 tons. Whether it is for a small town or the world community, it can be the little things that connect everyone to their need of food, warmth, and just someone to help them out.
Thank you! Now a surprise guest, Fanny Flagg. Fanny, what inspired you to write about the strong community sense at the Whistle Stop Cafe?
Well, first off, thank you for inviting me. To answer your question, I was born near a small suburb where there was a cafe called Irondale. I had strong memories of love there. When I wrote about Whistle Stop, I reflected off the strong community sense I felt at Irondale. I think gaining community through food is very valuable.
Thank you for your insight. Your book has inspired so many of us, and I hope that next time when our listeners get hungry, they will sit down with their families and enjoy locally grown food where they know or get to know the farmer. You can expand the community even farther by helping feed the homeless. You can search for local food banks nearby at feedingamerica.org. Remember, Evelyn should not have had to reflect on memories from a community that existed over 30 years ago to find comfort. She should have been able to go to a local cafe in her community in her time.